Especially this morning session every day is most exciting thing in life. Because it gives guarantee by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami Pad to awaken love for God, Krishna. So with that note we'll begin today's. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Yashodanandana Raja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Raja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, his family deity founder Acharya, his divine grace Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Bhagavatam listener speaker Bhaktavinda ki, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, all glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, all glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, all glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sidhu and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So to purify our consciousness, we pray this special mantra. Please repeat after me 3 times. To Lord Vasudev, who is the predominating deity of consciousness. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Express our gratitude to 5 personality. Narayanam Namaskritam.
Narayanam Namaskritam.
Naranchaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udiraye. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtaki. Thank you. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 5, Text 4. Tat sadhu varja dishabhatma sannaha. Samsara dito Bhagavan jena punsam. Ridhi stita jachati bhakti pute. G
Genam satatta vigamam purnam. Tat sadhu varja disavartma samnaha. Samsara dita bhagavan jena punsham. Ridhi stito jachati bhakti pute. Jnanam satattam avigamam purnam. Tat sadhu varja disavartma samnaha. Samradhito bhagavan jena punsham. Ridhistito jachati bhakti pute. Jnanam satattam avigamam purnam. Please chant. Sadhu varja disavatma samna.
Sadhu Varja, O great one amongst the saints, Adisha, please instruct Bhatma, the path, Sam, auspicious, Naha, for us, Samriddheta, being perfectly served. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Yena, by which
punsam
of the living entity,
vidi sthitaha,
residing in the heart,
jachati,
awards,
bhakti pute,
unto the unalloyed devotee,
jnanam,
knowledge,
sa,
that,
tattva,
truth,
abhigamam,
by which one learns,
puranam,
authorized,
old.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, O great sage, please give me instruction on the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, so that He who is situated in the heart of everyone can be pleased to impart from within knowledge of the Absolute Truth in terms of the ancient Vedic principles delivered only to those who are purified by the process of devotional service. Purport. As already explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Absolute Truth is realized in three different phases, although they are one and the same in terms of the knower's capacity to understand. So the Absolute Truth is one, non-dual, or is it three? No, not same. It is same, but is it also Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan? No. The perceiver creates this vision they have, but it's one. The substance is one. Just like we see the moon, sometimes we see crescent, sometimes we see dark moon, sometimes we see half moon. But if you are in the moon planet, you never see half or crescent or anything. Moon is always full. Like the holy name. Holy name is always pure. But perceiver, chanter, he creates this namakshara, syllable only, Hare Krishna. No substance. Then namapara, he is committing offense while chanting. Then namabhas, some semblance of the name. Holy name is pure. Holy name is never four division. Holy name is only one, pure holy name. But the perceiver or chanter, he creates due to his situation, his level of consciousness, his level of purity, he creates namakshara, namaparad, namavash, suddhanam, pure name. Same like this. Beautiful part of Prabhupada. The most capable transcendentalist is the pure devotee of the Lord, who is without any tinge of fruitive actions or philosophical speculation. By devotional service only does one's heart become completely purified from all material coverings like karma, jnana and yoga. Only in such a purified stage does the Lord, who is seated in everyone's heart with the individual soul, give instruction so that the devotee can reach the ultimate destination of going back home, back to God. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam. Well, Prabhupada didn't put the rest, so he stopped. But it's a beautiful verse, I know you all want to see. Only when the Lord is satisfied with the devotional service of the devotee does He impart knowledge, as He did for Arjuna and Uddhava. The jnanis, yogis and karmis cannot expect this direct cooperation of the Lord. Who is karmis? First Prabhupada said jnanis. Who is jnanis? They demonize the world. So we can detect in our heart Do we demonize the world? Do we say, tired of this? I hate my family. I hate this world. They're like demonize the world. There are some people, not too many, some. They are called jnanis. Yogis. They want to beat the system. They don't want to purify the heart. But they want to navigate such a way they don't have to suffer. At the same time, they will enjoy by mystic siddhi. Yogis did not born naturally. Yogis is a frustrated jnanis. Where the jnanis are born? Frustrated karmis. That's why they are interrelated. And I'll tell you a little story after that. And karmis, who are the karmis? Opposite to the jnanis. They romanticize the world. Beautiful building, beautiful house, beautiful sense enjoyment. What is wrong with you guys? Why are you giving up everything? Why are you doing bhakti? Enjoy this world. They literally romanticize the whole universe. They see every opportunity to enjoy. Death is coming, it's not important, it's not a business. So Prabhupada writes, the jnanis, yogis and karmis cannot expect this direct cooperation of the Lord. They are not able to satisfy the Lord by transcendental loving service. Nor do they believe in such service to the Lord. The bhakti process, as performed under the regulative principles of Vaidhi bhakti, or devotional service following the prescribed rules and regulations, is defined by the revealed scriptures and confirmed by great acharyas. I want to know my audience. You all are already learned, but still I need to ask. Why Prabhupada put this, Vaidhi bhakti versus spontaneous? What does Vaidhi bhakti mean? Prabhupada put it the Sanskrit word also. And devotional service. We use the word devotional service. But Prabhupada put distinction between Vaidhi and Raganuga. What is Vaidhi bhakti?
Practice.
So long you have fear of Shastra's injunction, fear of life, you obey strictly out of fear. Is that better?
Yes. Okay.
When you develop love for God, then you love, you follow all the rules, regulations, you do bhakti. But until that love arises, you are afraid of disobeying your guru, shastra, fear of death. This motivates, that's called Vaidhi and Raganuga. It is not you are following Vaidhi Bhakti, I am following Raganuga. Not like this. It is within us, the intensity and purity will show where we are. As long, natra shastram na yuktim tat lobha utpatti lakshanam. Rupa Goswami Pad says in Nectar Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, tat lobha utpatti lakshanam. What drives a pure devotee's love? What drove Prabhupada's bhakti? His love for his guru and Krishna. He followed rules, regulations, but that's secondary. His love drives. But I cannot claim that I have love for the Lord. That's my goal. So the rules, regulation, following rules, regulation, not disobeying, fear of shastra injunction, fear of Krishna's revelation to Arjuna on 11.33, he says, you become an instrument on the base of love. It was not that Krishna needed Arjuna to kill or fight. It is more than that. Reciprocation, a loving reciprocation between Arjuna and Krishna. For an example, Prabhupada says in one lecture, Arjuna is taking advantage of Krishna. We should take advantage of Krishna. Every devotee in our movement should take advantage of Krishna. Where he gave this? He's talking about Jayadrata. Jayadrata is one of the, you can say, leader who made a plot to kill Abhimanyu. And when the news came, Arjuna was so angry, he decided to kill Jayadratha. Not only decided, he declared in front of Krishna. You can put a logic in 11th chapter. Amongst the people whose dead body are entering into the universal form mouth, one name was Jayadratha. It's clearly mentioned. So Krishna could have said, hey, didn't I show you that? Didn't you see Jayadratha already dead? Why you are planning this and making all this show? No, Krishna was very loving. He was sitting there next to Arjuna when Arjuna got very angry, because he loves his son, Abhimanyu, who just brutally killed in Buhas. Buhas means the trap. And Jayadratha was behind it. He's one of the person behind it. It's very interesting. When you think of Mahabharata versus this beautiful philosophy, that Kripacharya is one of the also planner to kill Abhimanyu, but he did the name-giving ceremony, birth ceremony of Abhimanyu's son. And he actually raised, you can say, he helped in raising King Parikshit. It's very mysterious. How? Because they hold the highest principle, not sentimental. Who is my enemy? Who is my friend? Not like this. What is the cause behind? Then they focus on that. That's why they are pure devotee. Kripacharya is a pure devotee. So anyway, in that episode we see when Jayadratha, when Arjuna took a vow, tomorrow morning I will go to the war, and before sunset I'll kill Jayadratha, or I will enter into the fire. Krishna, this is what Krishna wanted. It's not that Krishna wanted Arjuna to kill. Krishna says, how are you going to do it? Do you know who Jayadratha is? He got a boon from Shiva. Nobody can kill him. In other words, he can be only killed by a little loophole. Loophole means his father has to put his dead son's severed head on the floor. What chances are the father will put his son's severed head on the floor? It's almost like impossible. You can be killed, you can kill him thousands of times, but he will not be killed until his father. So I love the answer Arjuna gave. That's why Prabhupada said, Arjuna taking advantage, we should take advantage. And then he repeat that Prabhupada. He said, in our movement, every devotee should take advantage of taking shelter of Krishna. So what did Arjuna do? Arjuna said, you know Krishna who I am? I'm just a little insignificant soul. But I know who you are. You know everything. You are omniscient, omnipotent. Together we'll kill him. And Krishna started laughing and laughing and laughing. This is the reason why Krishna wants Arjuna to be a reciprocal lover in the war, not killer of the enemy only. Yeah, that's the function he did. Krishna loves his devotees. He wants reciprocation. This is what beautiful. So here, Vaidhi Bhakti, we already discussed. Vaidhi Bhakti means so long we are afraid of, somebody help me? Shastra. Yes, death, scriptures, Guru's instruction, until we develop love for Guru and Krishna. When you develop love for Guru and Krishna, then automatically you do those. You are not focusing on those. Automatically you do. Then Prabhupada writes, this practice can help the neophyte devotee to rise to the stage of Raga Bhakti. Look at Prabhupada now put this. Very interesting. Now there is a rumor also. It's not a rumor, it's a fact. Lot of people think, many devotee thinks, even in our movement, to do raga bhakti, spontaneous love, you really need to go to Vrindavan, Radhakund or Govardhan or somewhere, you know, very sincere, serious devotee. You take shelter and just do bhajan. Forget about cleaning the temple or cooking or distributing books. You really have to do bhajan, 64 rounds minimum. Is it really there? Yes, it is there. I know for sure. Because I go to a place in America where majority are, they have this misconception. So I ask, who is your authority? Is Rupa Goswami Pada is your authority? Is Narottam Das Thakur is your authority? Is Prabhupada your authority? Okay, let's see what they say. So if you know the song, you can understand the meaning, or I'll translate. Vidhi bhakti ratajane sadhinata ratna dane raga marge karena pravesh. If you follow the vaidhi bhakti very rigidly and express gratitude to your guru and Krishna every day, then spontaneous love will arise in your heart, like a building a bridge between regulative principle to spontaneous love. Vaidhi bhakti to raga bhakti, there will be a bridge built by this grateful attitude, gratitude, and rigidly following. You will feel the regulative principles or all the rules, regulation, like a protection. And if we don't use our intelligence, we'll think like suffocation, restriction. I do know many devotees don't chant 16 rounds in this Alachua big community. Not the devotee here, but I do know, because I do every day almost I interview different devotees and try to inspire them. Because they don't have a fear. When they take a bow in front of a guru under Prabhupada's guidance, under Prabhupada's sincere follower, that how they should follow this. And it's very important, we should inspire each other for that. Now, of course, all of a sudden they hear about spontaneous love and they're like excited. But spontaneous love, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Goswami Pada writes like this. You follow the rigidly this and express the gratitude. Find what did you get in your spiritual life right now due to the association of those sincere devotees, Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami Pada. What did they give you that you are feeling grateful for that? That is required. Then spontaneous love will rise. Otherwise, we'll just follow the rules as a like a restriction. Oh gosh, okay, I cannot, you know, it's Ekadashi. No, don't eat grain. Those are good, but it should not stay too long, that fear. It should be love. But to come to that point, there has to be beautiful bridge built. Okay. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, in Raga Bhakti, in which the Lord responds from within as the Chaita Guru or the spiritual master as super consciousness. It's very nice. I like the way Prabhupada put it, super consciousness. Because we are conscious being. How do you connect Krishna? How do you connect to Prabhupada or anybody? Through consciousness. Physical activity is important. Three things. It has to be exclusive pleasure for the Lord, must engage my senses, and favorable attitude. If we have these three things, you can claim you are doing pure bhakti. If you don't have all three things together, according to Rupa Goswami Pada, anna vilashita shunyam, gena karmadi anabritam, anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. So this is very important that we should always think like, what am I, what ever I am thinking, Is that going to please Prabhupada and Krishna? Do I have a favorable attitude in that thought? Am I engaging my senses? If these three things are not there, you can say it is bhakti but not pure bhakti. For an example, somebody took prasadam. Is that person bhakti began? Yes or no? Come on, help me. Yes. Is he transcendental? No. Very good. Somebody, this is practical, I'm telling you how we apply. Practical, I contemplate, because every day in the Zoom classes we teach like this. So, somebody very strict in his rules, regulations, sense enjoyment. But do not do any service to Bhagavan. Is it he could be above three modes. Is he transcendentalist? Yes, no? Yes. Above three modes is transcendentalist. Brahmavadis, impersonalists, they are. Is he devotee? No, he's not devotee. So there is a very fine line if you like think. If I have an attachment to this world, I have an attachment to Krishna. Who am I? Can you tell me who am I? Neophyte devotee. I'm attached to this sense enjoyment, I'm also attached to Krishna. Neophyte. I am detached from this world, I'm detached from Krishna. Who am I? Impersonalist. Mayavadi is one sect of impersonalist. You have to say the whole impersonalist. Okay, I am attached to Krishna. I'm detached from the material world. Who am I? Pure devotee. No, not Prangovinda. Pure devotee. We have to think, because the whole process is tesham gena nitya. Tesham geni nitya yukta eko bhakti visishyate. Krishna says, you wonder if Krishna ever comes in front of you, appear and say, I love you. You'll read that verse, 7.17. You read that verse. Tesham geni nitya yukta eko bhakti visishyate. Priya geni ne arthita. Ahamte mama priya. Krishna says, he is my very dear, I love him. Literally Krishna says, when you understand him and you are engaged in service, both. We must understand Krishna and do service. Those who are only serving, not hearing Krishna Katha, it is not complete. And if I am only philosophizing, not doing any service, also incomplete. There has to be both together. The service, the senses has to be engaged, and also complete understanding of Krishna. Then we are pure. Literally Krishna will appear in front of, I'm not saying, Krishna said that. Aham svacha mame priya. That he is very dear to me, I am very dear to him. I love him. Literally says, priya means love. Dear, very dear. Okay. Then Prabhupada says, all transcendentalists other than devotees make no distinction between the individual soul and the super soul because they miscalculate super consciousness and the individual consciousness to be one and the same. So, Prabhus and Mothers, am I consciousness? Can you somebody help? Who said no? Am I consciousness? Come on. Thank you, sir. We are not consciousness. Consciousness comes from me, soul. You look at it, 13th of 23, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, just like sun illuminates the whole world, consciousness coming from the soul illuminates. It is, we are not consciousness alone. We are conscious being where consciousness comes from, originates. And so these Mayavadis, If you just do only simple two things, one thing. 13.23 Bhagavad Gita, distinctly separate, there is another person in your heart. Upadrashta anumanta bhakta bhokta maheshwara paramatmiti chapi yukti dehosmin purusha parat. There is another transcendental person in your heart. So beside you, there is another person. If you can just accept that and act on that, that he is watching. Right now, Pran Govinda Das is speaking, but he is hearing. He knows whether I'm trying to cheat or pretend or really believe what I'm saying. He knows. He is witnessing. When we see these two conscious beings within this body, then you are literally liberated, according to Madhvacharya. Because impersonalism is so much invaded. You know, you ever wonder what is Prabhupada's pranam mantra? Nirvishesha sunna vadi paschatta desha tarini. Two things are the main cause of anarthas. Nirvishesh, impersonalism, and voidism. These two things must be removed. Sooner we do this, we will experience Krishna's presence in our life. Then Prabhupada writes, such miscalculation by the non-devotees makes them unfit to receive any direction from within. And therefore, they are bereft of the direct cooperation of the Lord. After many, many births, when such a non-dualist comes to sense that the Lord is worshipable, that the devotee is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord, then only can he surrender unto the Lord, Vasudev. Anybody remembers a verse in Bhagavad Gita? The whole sentence, whole Prabhupada sentence is that verse. Bahunam janmanamante yenavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. What is the symptom of great soul? Surrender. Surrender. Surrender has a six parts. Two are functional, four are internal. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshayati iti vishyasya guptite varanam tatha. We should meditate this verse and think about it. Where am I? Because Prabhupada says very nicely, he said, chanting Harinam will attract people. Then they will come and chant. Then they will be attracted to the philosophy. Then after they understand philosophy, they will chant pure name. So it is not chanting Hare Krishna only from that lecture. Prabhupada said, I'm just paraphrasing, I don't remember exact sentence, but it's so attractive. Prabhupada said, Harinam will attract people to come and they will chant Hare Krishna. Then they will go into philosophy. When they understand the philosophy, they will chant pure name. So it is important that we see that process working. Otherwise, somebody is excited for chanting sometime, they kind of like slacken their bhakti. Why? Because of this. Not good understanding. It is the consciousness behind the activity more important than the activity, the service we do. Why I'm doing this? What that will do? How it will purify my consciousness? It's very important. That's why Prabhupada made this Bhagavatam class every day morning. Okay. Then Prabhupada said, pure devotional service begins from that point. Beautiful. Beautiful. The process of understanding the absolute truth adopted by the misguided non-dualist is very difficult. Whereas the devotee's way of understanding the absolute truth comes directly from the Lord, who is pleased by devotional service. On behalf of many neophyte devotees, Vidura, at very first instance, inquired from Maitreya about the path of devotional service, by which the Lord, who is seated within the heart, can be pleased. So thank you, Vidur Maharaj, for asking on behalf of me and lot of my types of devotee, neophyte. This is how Prabhupada put it, very nicely. The whole purport, when I was reading, I read this purport 3 times. Yesterday, 1, and this morning, 2. And I was thinking, this verse where it gives a very clear clue. So I made a little note, but I don't have time. It's already 8:49, but I'll just say, though you can make a little note. If you want to understand Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, first of all, I'm sure you all know those pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. When Yoko Ono, John Lennon, they came to see Srila Prabhupada, and she had a Bhagavad Gita. So she asked Prabhupada, well, what is the difference? We have Gita, you have Gita. Sounds like, you know, when I was listening, it like, sounds like she was little, or maybe her accent, I don't know, she was little proud or something. Prabhupada asked about this purport, I guess. Prabhupada said, do you know the difference between Brahman and Paramatma and Bhagavan from your Gita? He said, no. He said, therefore you need to read this Gita. I love the way Prabhupada said it. Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Now, I don't know the rest of the story, whether she really bought 100 or 1,000 Gita or not, or just took one only. She broke up from the Beatles. Yeah, that's different. So, this beautiful verse that you all know, Badanti tat tattavidas tattam gyanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. This is beautiful verse. Question I asked in the beginning, so I'll end with this, that is there actual difference between Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, or is it just a matter of perception? Very good. Even though you are new, Bhakta Kevin, you gave a perfect answer. It is a matter of perception. In eternity, I can give you the verses even from Bhagavad Gita, 8.2, 8.3. You can say, who am I? Brahman. You can look at Bhagavad Gita 8.3. Answer Krishna gave. Before we die, in a whole 8th chapter is only about 7 questions. The whole 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is only based on 7 questions. The preparation of death. Before you die, make sure you know all the answer of 7 questions. Then you will have a clear consciousness. Through clear consciousness, you will be able to reach Krishna, to remember him. And by remembering him, you will attain where his abode is. Very nice. So 8th chapter is beautiful. So 8.3 says, I am the Brahman. Then you can go 14.3. Dadami aham, before that, 14.3. Krishna says, I am that Brahman that placed the soul in the womb of Brahman. Mama jani mahat brahma, tasya garbham dadami aham. Mama jani mahat brahma. This universe is also Brahman. So when we think of Brahman, I am the Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. What about you? Tattamasi, you are Brahman. What about everything else? Sarvam Khalvidam Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Then what we are doing? Prajnanam Brahman. We want to reach to the Supreme Brahman. That's why Brahmaji, in his conclusion, he says, Aho Vagyam, Aho Vagyam, Aho Vagyam, Aho Vagyam, Yat Mitrani Paramananda Purna Brahma Sanatana. You ever wonder that when you think of deity worship, I know you all are pujari deity worship, do you check his muscle, whether his muscle is gaining weight or not? Do you check whether he's strong, he's healthy or not? The Brajavasis, they are doing this every day. And Brahmaji is looking. He said, this Supreme Brahman extended as a coward boy. For 1 year, he hid those children or the boys. And Brahma was overwhelmed that how this lady is checking. My dear child, are you gaining weight? Are you strong enough? Let me check your muscle. Brahmaji is thinking, this is unbelievable. Who checks God's muscle? So he was saying, Oh Vaigyam, Oh Vaigyam, you are the most fortunate, that you, as far as my concern, I don't know anything about Supreme Absolute Truth. They are the one who knows about Supreme Absolute Truth. Now you may say, how is that? They are checking the muscle of Krishna every day? Yeah, they do, because they are cooking for him, the whole day they are thinking how to feed Krishna. But for that year, that was the only year they were thinking for their own child before Krishna. That was overwhelming to Brahmaji. Of course, Prabhupada also wants us to understand this. Sruta Kirti Prabhu says in the airplane, Prabhupada was sitting next to him and he said, Prabhupada said to him, okay, let us have a conversation. So Sruta Kirti Prabhu was a little kind of nervous, he says, but still he was like, yes, Prabhupada. Okay, you become Mayavadi and I will act like a devotee. So he said, oh my God, I don't know what question. So Prabhupada, they had a conversation and Prabhupada smashed him. So then, after everything is over, Prabhupada said, okay, now this time, you become the devotee, I'll become Mayavadi. So Sruta Kirti Prabhu felt good. He thought, okay, now I learn all these things from him, I can defeat. Of course, he was not thinking his guru, you know. But still, conversation went. And Prabhupada defeated him again. Then Prabhupada says, I want all my followers to be very eloquent in this Tattva Siddhanta. It's in the YouTube, you can hear. The Prabhupada said, we should understand what is Mayavadi, what is impersonalist, because what is your anartha, that covering the pure love you have? What is covering? This impersonalism, where it come from? Where is the origin of impersonalism? Not in spiritual world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, Pundarik Prabhu nicely translated that book, Brahman Vaishnava, that origin of impersonalism comes the moment we misuse our free will not to serve. Apathy to devotional service is the root cause of impersonalism. And that impersonalism manifested as a loneliness. Maybe none of you understand. Loneliness, you feel like bored. You want to do something. The whole world is doing so many things. Why? Because they're bored with themselves. They want to get out of themselves. So they like texting somebody or watch a movie or do something. Only for that. Only way we can come back by devotional service and by chanting Hare Krishna and understanding this philosophy. So let us end with this chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any reflection, take away or anything? Yes, Mother.
So, what do you think of this idea, Now I am so advanced, I don't need to come to the program anymore, follow any rules and regulations, because I'm so advanced, I did all this, and I don't need to do anymore.
Mm. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's not the definition of advance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when actually Ankur, Ankur means sprout of pure love arise, there is a 9 symptom. And one of the symptoms is that you are always seeing yourself in the lowest position. And you see the potential of every soul around you. That Krishna gave a particular quality to each soul, cannot be replaced, cannot be duplicated. I must do something to bring them, but I'm not capable. So he prays, my Lord, I'm so fallen. This is the beginning. Skanti abhartha kalattam. I mean, this is a big verse. Virakti mana sunnata asa abandha samutkanta namagane swadaruchi. This is like a cake. You can taste it, each word. These are the symptoms. So according to what you are saying, that's not the symptom at all. None of 9. If I am advancing, I will never think I am advanced. I need, you know, in the logic, mundane world, more negative, it attracts positive. More I need, I'll be begging and praying. Means heart is purifying. Heart is purifying means I really feel I need. That's why they pray, they cry. Pure devotee, they cry, they pray. Why? Barahari Prabhu was telling me a story that Prabhupada was watching a play and new bhakta just joined yesterday and he was some or other squeezed in next to Prabhupada's Vaishasana and he was sitting there. And Prabhupada turned back and the play was beautiful and Prabhupada said, can you please pray for me? And he has no idea, I mean he has some idea who Prabhupada is, some idea because he just joined. But he has no idea what to answer to Prabhupada. So Barahari Prabhu from the behind the Vaishasana, he came, what is asking? He says, he wants me to pray. Barahari Prabhu also got shocked. Wow. What do you answer if Prabhupada asked you to pray? Later on, this conversation went and Prabhupada says, yes, it's a natural feeling, I want you to pray. So we can see their nature is like this. Most they are advanced, they really need help of others. How can I think I am advanced? That's not a symptom. Is that okay? Thank you. Okay, we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari.